Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, I am a man of many hats. Literally, because I love wearing hats, and figuratively, I've had many jobs, but I can't call them jobs because anything I've done in life, and I've mentioned this before, I mean, I've enjoyed every job, so to speak, and one of them happens to be coaching, so never worked for me. Well, I'm always looking for new training games. Well, I had to look no further than through my back field behind my home down by the pond, and I'll get to my Fox games in a second. But you see, I know in the next couple weeks, the kits, which are baby foxes, they will be out and down there by the pond, and I'll be able to take some of the greatest photography. And those of you that follow my social media, you see some of the photos that I put up. And the kits will be down there. It's playful, frolicking. And what they're really doing is learning hunting skills and hunting techniques by what they're doing. So you see, examples I can give, because anytime I talk about like tracking and stalking, people are like, stalking? Oh, humans? No. We're talking about animals, and they stalk as they hunt. Well, when I am out tracking, and I'll give you an example, growing up, family farm, I'm out there early in the morning, and I see a cardinal in a meadow rose bush, so I begin to stalk up to it. In the corner of my eye, I see a red-tailed fox there, and he is also stalking the cardinal. Well, one of us wanted him for dinner, and it wasn't me. So then I realized I should then start to stalk the fox who's stalking the cardinal. And I slowly, and I'm saying I was probably 10 feet from the fox, and he had no idea that I was there. He was 10 feet from the cardinal, and then the tiniest little twig broke under my foot. Shame on me at that point. Fox is gone, cardinal's gone. I feel happy for the cardinal, feel sad for the red-tailed fox because he missed out on a meal, but that's life out there in the wild. And then I'll give you another example is, you know, one of the soccer camps we used to own, every day, early evening after camp, I'm done, dinner's done, and I'd go out into the back because it was the countryside, and there was always many turkey up there, so I'd go outside, track some of the turkeys, see if I can get close to them, stalk the turkey, see how close I could get. Well, one day I go out there and I see a red-tailed fox. He is actually stalking a cottontail rabbit. And I realize behind me there's three other coaches. So they are sort of on my, no pun intended, coattails following me because they wanted to see, like, almost like, well, what do you, well, you go there every night and what do you see? So I give them like the finger by the mouth, like, shh. Sign where I don't say the shh because the fox and the cottontail would be gone, and we begin to stalk away. And we got in the what we weren't that close, we probably got maybe 20 feet from the fox, 30 feet from the fox. And in an instant, with a sound by one of the coaches, in an instant, there was a sprint and a bound, and both were gone. And once again, happy for the cottontail, sad for the red tail because that's part of nature. Well, you know how you've been told, and this is one of the fox games, not the fox games that I'm going to get to, but here's one of the fox games that I've seen very often in nature. You know, growing up, you have been told not to play with your food. Well, no one ever taught the foxes not to play with their food. And I've seen this many times in nature, but I'm going to give you one time I'm out in Yellowstone. It's just about dusk, and I see a fox stalking in a field, and you don't see any prey, but I know what he's going after. He's going after his favorite food, which happens to be mice. So he's stalking along. And if you remember from the movie The Lion King, and I'm not a big movie guy, but The Lion King, one of my favorite movies, and when Mufasa was teaching Simba about pouncing lessons, you would see the fox stalking, and Mufasa said, get low. You'd see the fox getting low. Gets low, and he pounces, bang, with both paws on top of the mouse. And then he just lets up his paws and lets the mouse eat. The mouse just sort of like literally pops out. And with one step, he pounces back down on him. And then he lets go. And he's playing with his food. You're told not to play with your food. And Mr. Fox here is out playing. It could be Mrs. Fox. Out there playing with their food. After a while, I mean, the mouse gets done in. But they do play all the time. And I've seen that. That's a hey, if you're out there watching a red-tailed fox in a field, just watch and you will observe that. That is a commonplace thing. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, down by the pond this winter, you know, years pre-COVID, I've been to Disney on Ice. Well, I got to see foxes on ice. So there was two yearlings down there, and it's the first time they had ever seen ice. So one of them is very sheepishly trying to make his way out, and he's slipping, and he was just like, didn't fall completely on his belly, but sliding and trying to figure all this out. And there's a rock sticking out of the water in the center of the pond, big old rock. And he makes his way onto the rock. So, like, he's the champion at this moment. And the other fox is still on shore, sort of just touching the ice, going, I don't know. Well, after a while, I guess he got a little coaxing or a little jealous. And he made his slippery way out there. And they didn't play on the ice, but they did make their way. But, hey, when they carry the torch and, well, let the fox games begin, here it is. You see, from coaching, I have these little crushable cones we use in different training games. Well, what I started to do out on the farm is, as I walk along, I have the big old pile of cones, and if I found a little divot somewhere, and I don't want anyone to turn their ankle, or when I'm cutting with I have a zero-turn tractor, I don't want to hit these divots. So I started taking the little crushable cones and just throwing them out into the divots. And I figured this spring, go out there with some soil and some seed, pack them down, and, you know, divots are taken care of. Me just being safe out there. Well, I've got that. And this is probably about, I don't know, a month ago. There was snow. Snow had melted before the next storm. I looking at the binoculars at one of the foxes, and then I turned to the other fox. There was two of them down there. And I turned to them, and all of a sudden, he picks up one of the cones in his mouth, and he is sprinting away. And I'm saying he's making like a 40-yard sprint with the cone in his mouth. And all of a sudden, because I'm only looking through my binoculars and tracking him, all of a sudden, because I can't see the other guy, out of nowhere, he comes sprinting up, didn't see this part of it, and he grabs the cone out of the other guy's mouth and takes off with it. And now number one, who had the cone, is chasing number two, who now has the cone in their mouth. And they get to a certain point, and they stop, and they begin to wrestle with the cone inside their mouth. And to me, it was just like this really, really cool thing. Well, one of the cones, or the cone, I should say, because it was the yellow one at that time. I'll get to colors in a second. The yellow cone falls to the ground. So they started a new game. You know how you play capture the flag? Well, one fox has got the yellow cone tucked in behind him, and the other fox is trying to get it, and he's blocking him. And he's like, again, it was all playful, but nipping at him. And so I watched the game morph into the capture the flag game. Well, then after about 10 minutes, they realize, hey, guess what? There's more than one cone out there. So one fox is chewing up the yellow cone because the second fox said, capture the flag. I guess I'm done with this game. So he goes and grabs onto an orange cone and begins to chew it up. And the orange cone is the photo, if you can depict in the little thumbnail that I have here. You can enlarge it on your screen. But that is one of the cones that they actually chewed up. But, hey, I wonder now, and I can't wait to see then, when they figure out they also out there have green cones in a field, what games they will come up with. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.